That's the kind of people I want on board. Because you understand the beast and the animal and the energy inside of is destined for more. And you just got to feed that animal. You got to feed that beast inside. And so the stories we tell ourselves are just that. They're stories. But how long do we wait? Are you going to wait?
You're listening to The Isaac Velez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode of The Isaac Velez Show. Today, we're going to be talking about the stories that we tell ourselves. And so the main theme of what I want to be talking about today is the concept of not lying to yourself and being honest with who you are, where you are, the people that are in your life, your situation, all this sort of stuff. How honest can you be with yourself? As I continue to grow in my own life, as I, you know, discover more things about myself, discovering, you know, where I want to go, the things that I want to experience, the things that I want to be a part of, a lot of it comes down to, you know, I see something, I meet someone, and it's, can I honestly tell myself what I think, what I feel? Because a lot of times we make up these excuses, we make up, you know, certain lies and stories to avoid facing uncomfortable truths, to avoid facing what we know deep down inside to be true. And that's going to waste time. It's going to misdirect our energy. It's going to validate our bad position. But if we can overcome the stories that we tell ourselves, if we can tell ourselves the truth about where we really are, we have the chance of changing that. You can't win a race if your starting point is different than every else of the runners. You know, if it's a 100-yard dash and you're telling yourself, well, it's only 20 yards and you run 20 yards, you're not done. You don't start 80 yards ahead of everybody else just because you imagine that to be so. You got to tell yourself, where am I really starting? Because if you want yourself and others and your family and society to believe that you're at the 80 yard line when really you're at the, you know, you're all the way back at 120 yards and you got more to catch up. It's okay to be in a bad position. It's okay to want more. It's good that you want more. But you got to understand that if you don't tell yourself the truth about where you are, that's going to be a problem. There's this quote from Naval Ravikant, and it goes that desire is a contract that you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. Desire is a contract that you make with yourself to be unhappy until you get what you want. What do you want out of life? What do you want to become? What do you want to do? Who do you want to do it with? The chances are you don't have all those things. And if you had all those things, the chances are you would want more. It's in our nature to have unlimited wants and desires. It's in our biology. But if we can't be grateful with what we have now, if we can't accept what we have now, it's never going to be enough. And I'm not going to be the first one to tell you, and I'm not going to be the one to tell you at all that you shouldn't want things. Wanting better for your life, wanting to be more, wanting to have a bigger impact, there's nothing wrong with that. But it can't be the only thing, and it can't be something that consumes you. See, as an individual, we have all these things that attribute to who we are, who our character is. And so, you know, what kind of story are you telling yourself? Oh, if I get this, I'll be happy. If I'm in this relationship, I'll be happy. If I have this car, I'll be happy. If I have this house, I'll be happy. If I have this many people, you know, that follow me on Instagram or YouTube, or if I have this amount of money for my business, or if I can travel to these places, I'll be happy. It's mainly a happiness thing. It's mainly a happiness thing that most of us face. We just want to be happy. But what is happiness? It's an emotion. It's a feeling. And most of all, it's a byproduct of doing things that you love. I don't have everything I want. There's a lot of things that I am still working towards, but I am happy because I am pursuing them. Because I got to wake up every day and I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know when it's going to work, but I know it will because I know I'm obsessed with it and I don't give up until it works. And so I'm happy because I see the progression, not only inside the business, but in myself. And it doesn't have to be a business. Maybe it's a career that you're in. The progression that you see is as you build these skills from your career, but also as you build yourself. You have to give yourself permission to want more out of your life. Permission for wanting things to be better. I was on a phone call with a friend, and we were talking about, you know, some of the things that have happened over the last couple of months, and just talking about our lives and, you know, where we're looking to go. And one thing that I told him, I haven't felt this in a while, but recently I've been feeling this energy that I used to feel all the time, like this killer instinct. And it wasn't, you know, the answer that you tell, you know, a publicist or you share, you know, everywhere that makes you look the most polished. But like that 2 a.m. real answer that I tell myself. And it was like, you know, what was that feeling? And it was this ruthless nature to want to be the best, to want to be more. That's not arrogance. It's not pride. It's not ego. It's confidence. Because I know why I want to be more. I know what I want to inspire in other people. I want to see leaders who are created by my own leadership. People who change their jobs, who change their companies, who change their families because of the actions that I took. That inspires me. And that makes me want to do whatever it takes to be the best. And for some people, that's intimidating. And if it's intimidating, they can get out of the way. But when you, if you hear this and you see yourself in this and you're inspired, that's the kind of people I want on board. Because you understand the beast and the animal and the energy inside of is destined for more. And you just got to feed that animal. You got to feed that beast inside. And so the stories we tell ourselves are just that, they're stories. But how long do we wait? Are you going to wait to tell yourself the truth about everything, about the relationships that come into your life, about the friends that come into your life, about what happens in your business or in your career? What are your shortcomings? Where do you fall short? Where are you not well-informed or well-skilled? Because I tell you, when I look at myself, there's a lot of stuff that I want to be better. And so I tell myself, where do we start? Don't get demoralized by not being where you want to be. Get inspired. Get mad. Get mad if you're not doing what you need to be doing now. If you've been distracted, if you've been on, you know, if you've been doom scrolling on social media or, you know, taking it easy, letting your foot off the gas, get mad. For a moment, look at yourself and realize that you are taking it easy. And if you want more, it's going to require more. Everything to the base level is just about energy. And so it's if you want more, you got to give more. And so if you want to, you know, let's talk about actually applying this. Like, I mean, how do you stop telling yourself the stories? How do you stop lying to yourself? If you want to tell yourself the truth, it starts with understanding where you are. you know, I say this, but you got to have a starting point. You got to have an end point. It's the difference between running on a treadmill and running on a track. See, when you run on the treadmill, you have momentum. You have movement. But you don't have direction. You don't have progress. So don't confuse movement with progress. When you're on a track and you're going from point A to point B, right? You're going from this point to the next point on the track. That's progress because you're moving from one place to another. Until you tell yourself the truth about where you are now and where you want to go, and understanding that those are two different points, you can get off the treadmill and you can hop on the track. The second thing is the life design lifestyle is about approaching life like a business. And that's a cycle of, you know, you want to hypothesize. It's a scientific process. You want to hypothesize, you want to test it, and then you want to iterate on it. Sam Altman, founder of OpenAI, said this really well. He said, you want to build the fastest iterating company the world's ever seen. But take it a step further. Build this fastest iterating life the world's ever seen. Iteration is testing something, learning, and then applying what you learned and doing it all over again. So the faster you can do that, the faster you can apply knowledge and the faster you improve. Speed and consistency are success's best friends. Because there's an argument of how fast can you apply the lessons, because that's going to get you closer to success, but how long can you do it? You might have the speed to iterate for 6 months, then you're done. It's too much. But the guy who has less speed than you, but can do it for 10 years, he might be the guy that wins. And that's where we get into sustainability. But again, too, if you're not where you want to be, you don't know your limits until you push past your limits. So I know we got this whole culture of, you know, hustle culture is bad, don't burn out. But I find myself doing this too. There's a lot of times where I'm in a sustainable mode where it works. I have these balanced routines, but there's some moments where you just have to push past your limits so you can understand what your limits are. And the more you exceed your limits, the more your limits are forced to expand. The more you strive for more, the bigger your capacity gets. Same in the gym. You lift heavier and heavier and heavier. Yeah, you're going to get tired. You're going to fail. You're going to need someone to spot you. But the next time you show up, that weight isn't going to be as heavy. It will be objectively, but you're also stronger. And the mind, just like the body, is a muscle that can be trained and can be worked. You have no idea what you're capable of until you go to that edge and you find your edge and you continuously push that edge. But you start by stop telling yourself the stories and start telling yourself the truth about where you really are. That concludes today's episode. I appreciate you guys tuning on. I will see you all in the next episode of the Isaac Velez Show. Design your dream life.
That concludes today's episode of the Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.